Hey, buddy, welcome back to another episode of Let's Go Pokemon Podcast. I messed up and I forgot to charge the battery, so no video, just audio this week. Isn't that right, Jay?
Yeah, so we're going audio only, so right off the rip.
We're going retro.
Yeah, this is a throwback to how we used to do the video, not the videos, how we recorded the podcast a couple years ago, but, you know, right off the rip, our next ball hour is going to be a female Nidoran who can be shiny, and its bonus is going to be a double Stardust. Our next raid hour is going to be Tapu Koko, who can be shiny, by the way, which, you know, it's a nice shiny, if I do say so myself.
That's the one you have, right? Or was the Tapu Fini that you have? Because I know you have at least...
Lele. That's
okay. Because I know you have at least one of the Tapu shiny. Because I think, if I remember correctly, wasn't that one of the ones I literally drove us to? Because we were like, screw it, why not? We're right next to it.
No, it's a remote raid.
Oh, okay. Because I know that happened twice.
One of the times. You're thinking of Guzzlord.
No, because there was Guzzlord, and then there was another one I got us to do because we were close to it.
No.
And you got a shiny, El Hondo.
I don't know.
Because it was within the span of a week. Or maybe I invited you to the raid, and that's how you got it.
Yeah, that's probably it, honestly.
Okay, but then, anyway, what are you checking to see which one that you have?
No, I'm just confirming.
Okay. So it was Tapu Fini?
No, it was Lele.
Lele, Tapu Lele, okay. All right, want to continue, Jay, or would you like me to take it over for now?
I can keep going for a bit. So, and then our next event is going to be the Pokemon Horizons series celebration event. And making their debut into the game is going to be Sharkadet and its evolutions. And in order to evolve it, you need to have Sharkadet as your buddy and defeat 30 psychic types to evolve it to Amarouge, or defeat 30 ghost types to evolve it to Celerouge. You don't have to have Sharkadet to beat the
Pokemon.
The Pokemon battles, and all you're going to need is defeat either 30 ghosts or 30 psychics and 50 candies. So, I mean, it's not a bad requirement, but I like it. And then Pikachu wearing Captain's hat is going to be spawning too, and it can be shiny, by the way.
So what do you think about the whole Sharkadet situation now that it was confirmed that it's not as difficult as Larvesta, but it's still a little bit difficult to get?
Honestly, I'm not even surprised one bit. So this...
It's not as bad as oh my god, I just said Larvesta.
Yeah.
But it's not easy. Like, are you okay with it, or do you wish it was a little bit easier? Or do you still think it's like a little whack that they did this?
I still think it's kind of lame, honestly. It would have, you know, at least, you know, make the hatch odds, you know, a little bit more in our favor, then I would be alright with it. But since it's, you know, drastically out of our favor, then, you know, it is what it is. I'm not complaining about it. At this point, I'm not in a hurry to get Sharkadet. I'll get it when I get it. Same with Larvesta. I'm not in a hurry to get it.
Oh, BTW, I have an extra Larvesta now.
Yay!
So I can give you one.
Sweet, but yeah, no, I'm in no hurry to get
you actually know I saw a photo of somebody, I think, hatching 10, like they have 10 and they uploaded the picture today, but they have 10 Sharkadets already.
Oh wow.
I'm like, man, must be nice having that kind of luck. I'm still have not got one. I want to get one before the end of the event, before they're only in the 10 kicks, because as of right now, because of this event, they're going to be in the 2 kilometers, 5 kilometers, and 10 kilometer eggs. But after the event, they're only going to be in the 10-kilometer eggs.
Yeah, so right now, you guys can't see it, but I'm putting eggs in incubators because I'm going to be doing a lot of walking tomorrow for work, so I'm getting all of these eggs ready.
Do any of them have Sharkadet, or is it just like you need to make room for Sharkadet eggs?
I'm making room for Sharkadet. All
right, so anyway, our event bonuses for the Horizon event are going to be times 2 XP for hatching Pokemon, Team Go Rocket balloons will appear more often, and Spice and Candles when taking a snapshot with Pokemon and characters from the Horizon anime, and I still need to do that. Because I know you can bump into Rory, Nico, and their partners for Coco and Sprigatito.
Oh, I actually didn't know that because I did a snapshot earlier today at work, and by the way, my streak is gone, so I'm starting all over from scratch, so... I'm a little upset, but it happens. But I did not know that The characters from the new series will be popping up in the Snapchat surprises, which caught me off by surprise. It was a nice surprise.
And also, and
I caught a 2-star Fue Coco, which, I mean, it's all right, but I'm not gonna rave about it.
And also, it's also a Freed and Captain Pikachu also pop up, I think.
Nice.
And I know 100% Lori and Lee. I know 100% that Roy and Nico and Roy and Lico pop up with Fuecoco and Sprigatito respectively. And I'm pretty sure it's Freed and Captain Pikachu. But anyway, the feature attack is for this event is gonna be Vault Tackle. And so catch any Captain Pikachu and it will know the move Vault Tackle. It will have a power of 90 and it can be used in battles. And, oh my bad. It's going to have a power of 90, and if you use it in a PvP battle, it would decrease defense by one stage. Now, one of the counters for this event is going to be Scyther, Nosepass, who both can be shiny, plus Sprigatito, Fuecoco, Quaxly, Palmy, and if you're lucky, you can find a Pikachu wearing Captain's hat, Alolan Grimer, and Beldum, who all can be shiny too. Now, in the raids, we have in 1-star raids, Captain Pikachu, Rhyhorn, and Rockruff. All of those can be shiny. 3-stars, we're going to have Chansey, who can be shiny, plus Noctowl and Metagross. Field research encounters are going to be Pikachu with Captain's hat, Skarmory, Rockruff, who all can be shiny, and Golduck, Sprigatito, Fuecoco, and Quaxly. Showcases are going to be event-themed Pokemon-based.
Nice.
So I don't know if you've actually seen this or read this yet.
Nah.
But the next event is going to be the Weather Week, and I would not be as active for this event personally because I like it, but I don't at the same time, if that makes any sense. Now, let me go over it a little bit. The event is going to run from Thursday, March 14th from 10 a.m. to Monday, March 18th at 8 p.m. local time. The event bonus is going to be times 2 catch Stardust and extra Stardust for catching weather boosted Pokemon. Increased chance to get shiny cast from 2. Now, this is why I find odd. The wild encounter, well, not odd, but the thing that throws me off a little bit, it makes me want to be like a little hesitant about this event. Because I'm pretty sure people are going to have fun with it. I don't know if it's going to be like my cup of tea.
What's that?
Okay, so the wild encounters, during sun and weather conditions, sun and Pokemon will spawn along with cast form. Sunny is going to be Cacnea. Rainy is going to be Lotad. Snow, which we're not going to see, is... You good?
Yeah.
Wait, was that a chuckle or were you coughing?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both.
Okay. Snow, which we're not going to see, is Snowball. Poly Cloudy, which we probably will see, is going to be Ragnarola. Cloudy is Spitzy. Windy is Swablu. Foggy, which I think I've only seen like once a year, I think I see Foggy Weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rarest one. Even more rare than snow, in my opinion. At least for us.
Yeah.
But Foggy is going to give you Ghastly. And the following will spawn no matter what weather it is. Paris, here's your chance to get a Shiny Jay. Drifloom, Helioptile, and Amora, who all can be Shiny. And if you're lucky, you can also find Lickitung, who can also be Shiny. And all the wild encounters I listed can be Shiny, too. What do you think of the event so far from what I listed?
Doesn't seem too bad.
Yeah, it doesn't seem too bad, but like doesn't get my attention, especially because I have so many regular shiny cast form that I'm trying to get rid of.
Yeah, same here. And then if it didn't cost an arm and a leg to transfer them to Pokemon Home, I would have transferred all my duplicate shinies. Or at least half of my duplicate shinies over there, but they just cost so much energy to transfer them from Go to Home.
You can just do them in small batches.
Yeah, but still.
But anyway, Jay, why don't you take over the raids?
Okay, so for our raid pool that we got, in our 1-stars, we're having Poliwhirl, Ghastly, Hippodis, Amora, who all can be shiny. In our 3-stars, we have Charizard, Lickitung, Drampa, who all can be shiny. And for our 5-stars, we have Regice. Ooh, nice. And for our Mega, we have Tyranitar. For our field research task encounters, we have Paris, cast form in its normal, sunny, or rain form, Drifloon, Helioptile, and Amora, who all can be shiny. And if you're lucky, you can get a shiny, snowy form, cast form. That's a mouthful right there.
I know, right?
Who all can be shiny, by the way. And it, and there's also going to be a collection challenge, and if you complete it, you'll get rewarded with Stardust and Incense, and the showcases are going to be with event-themed Pokemon.
Yep, and honestly, those I don't mind, especially because we can get the Sunny, Rain, and Snow forms in the field research tasks, which is going to be awesome because of the fact that we can, we probably will get Sunny here. We may get Rainy if we're lucky here. I'd be concerned if we get snow here, like, you know, based on the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be concerned if that one spawns naturally in the wild here.
That'd be a great wild random spawn.
Yep. But you know one thing is missing from this that got announced today, so let's just go over it just a little bit.
Sure.
Alright, because yesterday... Okay, so I don't know if you actually knew this. Yesterday, it got data mined that what the Pokemon for GoFest this year is going to be. And then today, it got confirmed, which it threw me off of what it was. Marshadow.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, it's Marshadow, the Pokemon for GoFest this year. Because last year, it was... Victini? No, Diancie. Oh, wait. Was it Diancie last year?
I'm assuming.
Oh my god, it was.
Yeah, it was Diancie.
Okay, never mind then. The Marshadow does make sense. Because I don't know why. I thought last year it was, Oh, they never did a Unova Pokemon. They skipped Unova. Okay, that's what I was so confused about. Because, you know, because they went like, because it was, wait, what the? I'm confusing myself now. But, yeah, because it was Meloetta, then Shaymin, then Diancie. So they went out of order on the generations a little bit. Okay, because I always thought it was they were doing the mythicals in order, but they flipped it around a little bit, and then the Skyform did a Meloetta from Unova, then went back to Sinnoh, did Shaymin, Skyform, and then did Diancie, and now they're going to Marshadow, so that makes a lot more sense. They've actually done at least one from every region so far.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we got Global and my bad. Okay, I know you're gonna know how to say this. How would you say this one?
Sendai,
Japan, and that's gonna be May 30th through June 2nd. That's when that's gonna take place. It's gonna cost you for the early bird tickets. It's gonna be could you actually convert this for me? 31,000 yen.
Wait.
Oh, 3,100 yen. My bad.
Let's see here. Give me a second. This app takes forever to open up.
No problem. We can just cut out the dead space.
All right. What'd you say it was?
Okay, Jay. So what is 3,100 yen? To at least let's do USD and euro, and then the euro if you can do that.
Okay, 3,100 Japanese yen converted to USD is $20.97, while in euros it's 15 cents. Yeah, I think it's called like pence or something.
I know pence is...
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys.
I know pence is what they do in the UK.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's...
That's like a universal thing over there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a universal thing over there.
Yeah,
but I know pence is the UK. Because they do pounds and all that still.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that's the Oli board price. And then the Oli board price... then the standard price is going to be 3,600 yen, or your local equivalent, which for us would be, what, about probably about 35, 25 bucks?
I think so. Sounds about right.
And then you have Madrid, which is going to be the next one, and that's going to be June 14th through the 16th, and that's going to cost you... They messed up. For some reason, it doesn't show the price on that one, but I'm pretty sure the price is out, though. Pretty sure you can find it if you want to try to get to Madrid, Spain. And it looks like it's going to be located in Parque Juan Carlos the First.
Yeah.
Olympic medal, if you were to go in Spanish. And then, hold on, let me see if they... Oh, my God, I keep on clicking that one by mistake three times. Sindai is going to be in the Nanakite Park?
Nanakita Park.
Nanakita Park, thank you. And then, which some people are a little salty that this city got chosen again, New York City. And that's gonna be early access is gonna be $30, standard's gonna be $35. Then you can add like different like bonus tickets, like the egg levels, citywide, and then all that kind of stuff. You can do that for all the cities too.
Mm-hmm.
I just forgot to mention that. But New York City is gonna be July 5th through the 7th, so the day after 4th of July. And then we're also going to have a global July 13th to the 14th. And so let's see. The only thing I can really note of, I think if I remember correctly, it's going to be, Oven Form Road Time is going to be in all of these locations. Did they announce the new shinies? For Madrid, it's going to be Cabrallo. Its shiny is going to be released. Sindai is going to be Emolga. Shiny is going to be released. New York City is going to be Ducklets. And then Global is going to be Jingamo. And it's Evolution 9.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, Jay?
Yeah, not bad. But, you know... Yeah, I do kind of agree. I kind of wish, you know, GoFest here in the States could be elsewhere besides New York City, because, I mean...
This is the second year in a row it's hosting it.
Yeah. I don't know why they decided to have it over there again, but I'm not going to complain. So, it is what it is.
I mean, okay, this is me being biased. I would love to have it in Texas, but I think... Logistically, that would be really difficult for them to get a place in Texas to host it.
Yeah, because.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say in New York it's gonna be Randall's Island Park. I don't think that was the same place it was last year for New York.
Hmm.
Oh no, it is. Which a lot of people had mixed bags about that location.
Mixed bags.
Oh, mixed feelings about it.
Yeah.
Because, like, I can't remember this correctly. Maybe next to an old insane asylum or sewage plant, something like that.
Nice.
So the people were like, why this location? Yeah, like, because, like, you know, okay, so let's go back to the whole New York thing. Because before they did it in Seattle, they did it in New York last year, too. Then in 2020, they did Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, I think originally the first one was hosted in Chicago. Yeah, the first one was hosted in Chicago. Then 2018, Chicago again. Then 2019, Chicago. Then
I was like a week away from the one in Chicago.
That was the time you went up though.
Yeah.
Then 2020, they did global only. And then, yeah, 2021 was global again too. And then, yeah. No, 2021 was global again. Then 2022, they actually did, like, other locations. So, I don't know why they can't go back to Chicago. Like, go to Seattle or, like, you know, Miami or... I'm trying to think of another city that's a really well-known city in the States.
There's a variety of cities that are well-known in the States.
Well, I mean, like, if you tell them to a non-American, they'll be like, oh, yeah, I've heard of that city.
Probably LA.
Yeah, LA. Oh my god, they actually haven't done one in LA.
Surprisingly, LA. Oh, because honestly, I feel like coming from a.
They did the GoTo in LA.
Yeah, well, coming from a From a non-American perspective, if I had to take a good guess in the dark, probably the only like three cities that are well known outside of the states are probably going to be, you know, obviously New York City and
LA, like you said.
Yeah, LA, and then probably Chicago. Then maybe Miami too, and that's about it.
Yeah, because see Seattle because they have the Space Needle though, and like you know. The Pokemon company in America is located over there, so that's another one. So even if it's not a well-known one, that's a logistically an easy choice for them to go there because the Pokemon North American Pokemon headquarters is over there in Seattle. And I was gonna say Miami too, and then Chicago. But you know, I'd also be okay if they decide to do like somewhere else in North America, like maybe Monterrey, Mexico City, or Vancouver, or. Vancouver, oh my god. Oh, what's the other one? What's the other well-known city in Canada?
Toronto,
thank you. I can't remember that for some reason. I was like, they have a sports team over there. But anyway, that anything else, Shay, that you can think of before we end this? Because we're kind of just rambling at this point a little bit.
No. Not really.
Well, I mean, alright, you guys, that's it for today's episode. Good luck shiny hunting this weekend. Don't forget, next Saturday and Sunday is going to be Lytton Community Day. So start saving up or start making room for that. And we'll go over that in the next episode.
All right, guys. We'll catch you later next week. Yep. Hopefully with some video if Brandon doesn't forget to charge the batteries.
I put the batteries on the charger right before we recorded.
Right.
Because Jay told me, because I was like, hey, Jay, did a battery die last week? It was like, yeah. I was like, oops. But also, let us know if you guys are planning to go to GoFest. I don't want to try to go this year, but because of my work, I don't know if I'll be able to. I think Jay will actually have a better chance of going than I would.
Yeah, that's just something that's being thrown around in the drawing board.
Anyway, you guys have a good one, and good luck shiny hunting this weekend.
See you guys.